I'm going to start with a statement. Thanks, Paul. That was fantastic. With heroes, and I've noted them all down. But I'm going to start with saying RACQ is not perfect. And I'm going to say that for a reason, because there's going to be a lot of talk about purpose and being purpose-driven. We are not a perfect place. But the essence of what I'm just about to say is when you are driven by a purpose that is more focused, decisions differently. And I tell you something, a story that it's actually an embarrassing story. When I was interviewing for this role, and they came at me and I was interviewing for this role, and I went through the process and all the right things were said to me about never driven, purpose-driven, etc. And I had admitted things to my boss, who's the group executive, as well as the two of them in the group. But when I came into the organisation, I think it took me about 2 weeks to realise that they needed it. No more than that. And it was in the decisions that were made at the decision-making tables, at the board, at the executive tables. It's in those decisions that you realise that living that purpose is actually harder. It's a harder place to live. And this is something I've got to tell my team and my employees and it's something we say every day. If you want an easy life, this is not the kind of place that you come to be. Because this is harder. Making these decisions every day and walking that line between making decisions for the member, from the member, and building a business that is sustainable over the long term is a hard line to walk. Our purpose is there. We exist to make a positive difference to the lives of our members now and into the future. And that's actually a picture that was taken in February. And that picture is the convoy of 10 rescue vehicles leaving the council. And on that day that they left, that picture was posted on our Instagram site and on our Instagram. And the amount of internal comment and social media that went with it internally and the sense of pride of that people. This is what we exist to do. Something we talk about internally is we don't do things just for money. We make money from the good things. These two vehicles left the day that as soon as they could in that period of time. It was 12 something. That was that interesting period. And they waited. They waited at the roadside until the emergency services could escort them through the farm to them. To get in as much as they possibly could. It isn't just this, it's the extra that we flew in, and we've only just sent our claims people home. People have been asking for claims people as council and extra claims people. I was in a branch up there 2 weeks ago, and they were still there serving customers that were tackled like this evening throughout the branch. The MMC, our mobile member centre, which serves in all mobile, thank you, our mobile online service banking and claims centre, was up there until recently. But you sat and you watched the members come to the table, and they were coming here and ready to have a go at you. And I watched them, and I watched our people say, sit down, can I get you something? Can I get you something to eat? We have food that we're doing for the face mask that we're doing for the mold. They're all sorts of things. Can I get you something to eat or drink? And by the way, are you okay? And I watched this happen over and over again, and they break down. Now, the care and concern that goes into that, and the care and concern that goes into every interaction we have, that's the aspiration of why we got into banking. So when I think about RACQ, the last thing I would say about council is we don't stop with just our members, our customers up there. We just announced RACQ Foundation has announced a $650,000 allocation to council, which is in our community group in council who needs a hand. Talk to fill out an application form, we're allocating $650,000 of RACQ Foundation money to community groups in council. So we don't just serve the members, we serve the community in banking. Now, why did we get into banking? As we started 2010, 2011, we went out to members and we said, what do you need us to do for you? What more do we need to do for you as a member-based organisation? And we did extensive research, and the research came back. We need you to be, and there were some things in the research, we need you to be in places where we don't know whether we're being talking to us. It's a complex sector. There's no transparency, particularly around pricing and fairness. And actually, actually, we just don't know if we're getting good results. Now, there were three factors that came back for the release of the numbers. One was groceries, the second one was fuel, and the third one was banking. We weren't brave enough to go on groceries at all. And actually, as we went today, we have a trust that everyone in my head research is in the so we need to be careful that we don't have that mess up. We have a trust measure that we measure longevity, so we measure over time for our members. And I think it's fair to say our trust measure for our members is the key measure that we hang off. We don't fall below 90% on trust. I think we're sitting at about 92% at the moment. We don't fall below 90%. We don't fall below 90% trust in all the connections because it is so critical to us on trust. So when we thought about going into banking, the idea struck us that actually just bringing our banking to RACQ was actually far less interesting to us than bringing a little bit of what RACQ stands for into banking. And what does that mean when we do that? Now, we found the right partner in Queensland Teachers Mutual Bank, TTMB, which has served the teachers of Queensland for about 50 years. We included a focus on teachers and student teachers, even on the rebrand of RACQ. And TTMB, the board, and I often make some partners to the board of TTMB, because about 5 or 6 years ago, they realised they were getting into school. They realised that the cost base the banking in Australia in the future was beyond their reach, and that in and of themselves, they were heading into a storm that they couldn't weather on their own. So they went looking for a marriage, they went looking for somebody to partner up with and to marry, and they found out with TTMB, I think the kiss is too cold, from a family friend, but they found out with TTMB. And great culture fit, both member-based organisations, both Queensland Centres and Queensland Focus, both knew what they were about, this is around their purpose, and they merged. Now, in merging, what has become apparent is that we have a continued advantage in the scale and size of the parent company of RACQ that other tier 3 banks like TTMB don't have. Now, it was just last week I sat in a room like this in Sydney, listening to, I was at the Customer Owned Banking Association, COBA, which is the customer owned version of the ABA. And I was there in the room with CEOs and directors of the Customer Owned Banking Association. Here on the COBA, just like that, just in the next the regulator says teachers that were doing speeches. And APRA was very clear with us in the room, they were very direct, which I really appreciated. And their message was clear. Regulation facing you, you have legislative change coming at you, you need to digitise your stack, you need to upgrade your core technology, you need to make sure the cyber security of people's banking members are safe. You have a cost base coming at you that as an industry could potentially become untenable. Now, as we look at that as an industry, and when we think about the customer-owned institutions, Royal Commission talked about the big news for banks, and then there was a lot of talk about fintech and neobanks. And all of a sudden, we skipped over this little bit and said, here is an industry in Australia sector. We serve 4 million Australians every year. Combined, we have the 5th largest deposit base. Our system growth in deposits is twice what the ADI average is. Our home lending growth is twice what the ADI average is. We have this amazing top-line competitive industry that actually is at risk of dying. And it's at risk of dying because of the regulatory burden and the cost of just about to be imposed on it. And if I leave one thing with this today, the Royal Commission tried to solve those illnesses. And those illnesses come from a place on, well, and I'll use Hayes' words, not mine, they come from a place of belief. They come from a place where when you're driving towards maximising profit, they are the behaviours that emerge. I've worked in what comes to countries, I've worked in the big banks like Seattle and UK. You are in really great people in a really broken system. And that system is clear purpose to drive conflict. Now, that's five of our cultural consequences. The Royal Commission conversation on those consequences, the challenge that we now face as a customer-owned banking institution is that actually we're going to have to take the same medicine as the rest of the banking industry, even though we don't face them with the same illnesses and the same I'm going to wrap up with a reference point, and it's a reference point that we often use at ICQ, and specifically the USA in the US. So they are an institution that serves the armed forces in the US. They are similar to ICQ, Part 5 Insurance Combat. So really similar structure. USAA recently was named Best Bank in the US by Citizens. And they were named Best Bank on the basis of the fact that they have, on a set of criteria that were anchored around service, trust measures, quality of offering, and digital experience. Not of how big they were, not of what the market share was, not of how much they had. We need to shift the paradigm of what this looks like and actually start to have a conversation around a balanced approach. And where we are driven by profit, the equity part is incredibly important. We actually need to shift that to say, well, it's incredibly important. But we actually need to shift that to say, there are two ways of working and banking in New York. Let's not treat them equally. Let's not treat them the same. Because they're not, and the issues that facing to this year's trading banks are not the same issues that customer owned banks are actually facing to. Last thing, I would say, in terms of the aspirations for ICQ Bank and where we're going next, at ICQ, we often talk about that feeling you get from that yellow truck that's up behind you on the freeway, for those of you who are ICQ members, and how safe you feel when you're feeling vulnerable. What we talk about in banking is how we, every interaction we have, how we create